Is this the office of Dr. Chastain?
And Dr. Chastain's office yesterday.
Chastain, is that how you pronounce it?
Chastain, yes.
Now, is there a way we can talk with the doctor, Dr. Chastain?
Hold on, let me see if she's with a patient. Hello, this is Dr. Chastain.
Hi, doctor. Just wanted to get a comment about you participating in the Women's Medical Clinic on Kellogg. Just through a Freedom of Information Act,
mm-hmm.
that you're the owner of record of the new business name here, pardon me, oh here it is, Wichita Medical Center, PA.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not prepared to go on the record for discussion of any of the activities associated with that clinic, and I also think it's inappropriate that you've contacted me at my business address.
I'm sorry, that was just the number that came up here in the
mm-hmm.
in the Google search. So I mean, I'm just looking for a comment. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not willing to speak on the record.
So it's just say no comment from Dr. Chastain. Is it Chastain?
Oh,
just the new abortion clinic opening up in Kansas.
Right, and I had been hoping to keep my name off of the records of crazy people with guns, if you know what I mean. So I hadn't been, I had been hoping not to be mentioned by name in the article. I understand that that information is available through the FOIA request, so if you need to do that.
Well, you'll be traveling to Wichita to do physician work here, right?
I was hoping not to have that information made published.
Do you understand that that's Kansas law, though? Kansas law says that the physician must disclose his or her name to the patients and to the public?
I understand that, but you're not a patient.
But to the public. It'll be published under the informed consent law in the state of Kansas.
It says that the physician must publish, the name of the physician providing the procedure must be given in writing to the patient 24 hours beforehand. It does not, to my knowledge, specify publication.
Well, I'm just a reporter and I got the information pretty quick, pretty easy, so.
Right, I actually didn't realize that that was going to be FOIA available information. It's sort of unfortunate. I think that there's the law that you're referring to applies only to terminations of pregnancy. It doesn't apply to any other medical procedure.
Oh, so you're not going to be doing pregnancy terminations in Wichita?
I'm not willing to go on the record stating that I am.
Okay, but you are now the owner of the medical clinic that's going to be providing those services.
I was willing to go on record as incorporating the yes.
Okay. Do you perform pregnancy terminations in Chicago?
Excuse me?
Do you perform pregnancy terminations up there in Illinois?
I'm not willing to comment on that question.
Okay. I mean that's fine. We're just trying to ascertain what the nature of the business is. Ms. Burkhardt has been free to speak quite often and vocally about her plans to provide abortion services in Wichita.
And what's happened to Ms. Burkhardt is that she's had protesters in front of her house daily, and I think she's had to file for some sort of police protection due to daily harassment at her house. I imagine that you can understand that she would prefer that that not be going on, and certainly that other people involved might not want that.
the other side would say that they have just as much of a right to free speech as the, they would say, so-called right to an abortion.
Right, and I would prefer not to have other people exercising their right to free speech in front of my private clinic in Chicago.
Okay, that's the one in Oak Park. Do you have another facility other than that, or is that your where you work 100% of the time?
I'm not going to answer those questions.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, is there anything you're willing to go on the record on?
I obviously was not expecting this call, and I'm not going on the record at this time about anything that we've talked about in this conversation.
Can I just ask you one final question? Have you received any abortion training? The reason I ask is there was an article published in the Wichita Eagle not too long ago that quoted a female out-of-state physician that said that she had not had any formal abortion training, and I'm just wondering if that was referring to you.
I can tell you that that was not me.
Okay, so you have had abortion training.
I can tell you that that was not me that was quoted in the article.
Okay. Do you perform abortion services in the Chicago area?
I'm not answering that question.
Okay. Fair enough.
If you'd like to speak, you can. If you'd like to speak with Julie about the medical arrangements for the facility, I would suggest that you do that.
Do you have a phone number for her? I'd love to call her.
I'm not willing to give that information out either.
I'll just call the main office then.
She's been responding to press requests that way, so I would suggest that.
Okay, hey, thank you.
Thank you.
You got it.